Okay, we're joined by Four Masters winning minor manager Odie McBryd. Odie, safe to say a comprehensive victory today in the Ulster minor semi-final, 6-14 to 1-1. Is it fair for me to say shocked at the margin of the victory?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We watched Laney in their Ulster in their final county final, and we watched them again last week. And the game started early on. They went down the pitch and they had a chance for a goal. It was cleared off the line behind them again. And we went up and we got our goal, and game of shape of its own from there. And absolutely shocked at the final result, yeah.
Yeah, talk to me about last week, first of all. Certainly the word character and the word never says die attitude comes to mind. 9-2 down last week at the break, but more different this week at half-time, leading well at half-time. Talk to me about last week, first of all, Odie. Certainly gained a lot of confidence from it.
Absolutely. First half last week, we shell-shocked early on, really. We hadn't played, I suppose. We hadn't got a competitive game for 9 weeks, and we were probably ring-rusty. We tried to get a few games in the college's football, not the McGorry Cup, but we couldn't really get a chance to get in the game. So it was a while to settle into the game. 9-2 down at half time. We had a small chat, and we told them that we had the belief that they were good enough to go on and be competitive in the second half. The one was a big factor in the game, both for Marafelt in the first half, and we had won in the second half, and we also had the crowd, which was like a 16th man for us, and everything well that we done, but the crowd gave us a massive lift. So we were really happy to get over the line last week. We prepared well during the week, back up the road today. We were a bit, didn't know how it was going to go, but listen, we came out in the scoreline on the right side, and we're looking forward to New Year's Day now for the final.
Obviously a special group of players, Odie, but it's not just about this group of players. Four Masters at underage doing great, great work over the last number of years, and we've seen Shannon Carr making his county senior debut today at a very, very young age. Talk to me about the club, talk to me about the community and the bond, and obviously things looking fantastic for the future.
When I came into the club, Parrick Harvey set up that academy there, I think it's 10 years ago this year, 11. He went round a lot of other clubs in Donegal and Ulster and wanted to see what the best model was, and we just started from there, and just the hard work, the hours are being put in, and the players are there, and you know, maybe they were there before, but the direction's going right. There's a great old buzz within the club at the minute. It's getting on a good footing, preparing trying to build a new clubhouse for the community. So we want more of a community heart in the club. And that's our focus as well, along with on the football side. So things are going in the right direction. People are working hard, and sure, listen, they're working hard in clubs all over the county and country. And that's where we are at the minute. But we hope to push on the next couple of years and start getting be competitive at senior. That's really where the goal is, really.
Yeah. Everybody's a lot of things to look forward to at Christmas, already, but not every club is an Ulster minor club final to look forward to. So an exciting few weeks ahead.
Yeah, listen, we were up here last year, probably were the best team in the final against Dungiven. They got a late goal, sucker punch. When we met late February this year, we spoke about where we wanted to be at the end of the year, and the boys, the group themselves, said they wanted to come back up, and the problem, they wanted to change what happened last year, so they wanted to get back to the final. So we're delighted to be in the final. The two very good teams left in the final, and when we get there, we prepare as best we can, and we go up and give it our best shot on behalf of our own club, on behalf of Donegal GA.
And what do you know about the next semi-finalist, Mayo Bridge of County Down and Cavan Gales? Two clubs of huge tradition at senior level. I'm sure you're looking forward to that semi-final.
Looking forward to that semi-final on Boxing Day, yeah. It should be a cracker. And listen, we just prepare then for our homework and see what we're going to do for the final and that there. But we'll concentrate mostly on our own game, but I mean, you have to respect the opposition as well. And sure, listen, to be still out training in the middle of December, it's fantastic for the group and for the club, really, and we're really proud of where we are, you know.
Finally, Odie, before I let you go, lots of challenging and lots of temptations at Christmas time and everything, and students and all home, and plenty of school football as well. How do you manage now the next few weeks, and is it about getting the balance right of all the football that currently taking place at schools level? How does Odie McBryd manage the next few weeks?
Yeah, myself and Greg, the co-manager, I will. The school, actually, Abbey Vocational School, are out in the senior game, McLaren Cup game tomorrow up in Irvinstown against Carrickmore. So look, see how that goes. They've won the first two games. Hopefully they'll get through that game tomorrow. We'll reassess. Hopefully we'll have no injuries. We have some lads playing with the county under-20s, and then the boys in the minor panel have been well looked after by Barry Ward and co, so we're very thankful for that. And listen, we'll just do our own thing. They're a seriously dedicated bunch of lads, and we'll all put in the hard yards for the next couple of weeks now and see what 2024 brings us.
Odie McBride, a huge thanks for joining us on Highland Radio as Sunday Sport, and best of luck on the Ulster Club minor final.
Go away, good to you. Thank you.